Blog Talk Radio.
So long. What's the name of this show? Hey, welcome to Fill My Eyes and Company with Poetry. Yes, yes, yes. Don't mind my froggy voice. I was off for 3 weeks and I got a cold. So now you're all stuck with listening to my froggy voice. But that's okay. We have Rex, but I can do another mail part today. See, I'm finally set up for something. Anyway, hi Rex, and how are you?
Hello, 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 hello. What's you doing?
Not much. I finally caught this cold I've been avoiding for 3 days. And hello, Pam. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good.
Okay,
how are you? Hello to both of you.
I'm alive. That's a good start.
That is. The blog talk is working, so there's two good starts.
Blog talk is working. Not bad. Once in three, what's this? I missed three whole shows. Right, Rex? Three shows,
yeah.
And here we are. Yep. So, but it's all right, right? I'm glad it's up and running. That's what matters most. And I'm glad people are going to join us and have some fun. We've had lots of poetry on the board. And, yeah, we only have a couple shows left to get past for Christmas. me for Christmas. I think we have Aphasiana's After Midnight show and Rex's show on Sunday. I think. Don't quote me on that. I have to talk to Pam. She's my advisor and my memory, because otherwise I'm just confused. But sounds like it's going to be fun. Now, tonight I only have one audio for all the poetry. So we're going to be reading a lot. I'm going to sound so good.
Oh, there you go. That's good.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to do my best to hang in here. If my voice cuts out, forgive me. I'll be back. I'll bring it back somehow. I will revive it. Sprinkle a little holy water on my forehead, and maybe I'll be fine. Who knows? But anyway, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I did have the opportunity to say that on one other show. I don't know. I'm so jumbled. But I hope everyone had a wonderful holiday. And I hope everyone has a healthy, happy, and prosperous New Year. Because there are the three things I like to wish to everyone, and I wish them in that order. Because without your health, what does any of the rest of it matter? And here I am sick. Go figure. I should have sent myself a note. That would have been good. So anyway, kids, how was the holiday? How was all your time off? You know, I know y'all had time off with pay. Yeah.
Well, here, I got a joke for you.
Okay. I could use
what's
one.
What's the difference between Tiger Woods and Santa?
I don't know.
Santa knew when to stop after three ho ho ho's.
You're so bad. You are so bad. You are so bad. All right. Erin Panther says no Christmas in July. Well, you know, Erin, I got to tell the truth. I was really thinking that was going to happen there for a while. I really was, because we had so many poems and we had so much going on that I thought, well, we'll never get to it before July. But here we are, and we're running it out. But if you like, maybe we'll do – no, I don't think we should do Christmas in July. People will be throwing rotten tomatoes at me, saying, are you out of your mind? And I'll be going, yes, I am. That's the way that happens. But, so I'm just glad we're back up and running. It took way too long to fix it this time, so we can only do what we can do. So, anyway, guys. Tell me something good.
We're on the air live. Aha.
Okay. Anything else good?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a very interesting year.
If it's anything like it started out to be, I have to agree.
That's just the start.
Oh, there you go. Oh, don't tell me that.
That's like the flour before the eggs and the butter and everything else is turned it into cake.
Oh, God. Just let me be surprised, Rex. Don't spoil the surprise. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I don't want to know ahead of time. If you tell me ahead of time, I'll be sad. If I find out, like, later, all at once, out of nowhere, I can just kind of shake my head and keep walking. You know how it is. Anyway. What's up, Pam? Anything with you?
No.
Nope.
Same old.
Is it 86 degrees in Wisconsin today?
No, only 29.
Oh. Well, that's a little chilly.
Yeah.
No sunbathing today. Although you could get a good case of frostbite if you try. Oh, my God. Okay, kids. Well, look, I guess we'll get this started because I don't know what to do with that. Let's see what I got to do here. I almost forget how this works. Okay.
Yeah, push a button, then you give it out, and then you say, hey.
That's right.
I think I'm going to kiss me a pretty girl and give me a good one. Or is it the other way around?
Oh, my God. Pam, I think I'm going to have you start us off tonight. Rex here is just a little one, only because there's a woman's piece at the top here. Okay, Pam, this one is called Dear Santa by Maureen Higson. Whenever you're ready.
Dear Santa, I stopped believing in you a long time ago, but you could change that by granting a wish for a magic wand to help me magic. All of the time, I fail to do things right. The older I get, the longer the list grows. I would like to find myself taken back to be given the opportunity to mend the situation and find that I am wise enough to do it. Please put plenty of magic in the wand, as it will take me to some time to fix. End poem.
Nice read, Pam.
Great read. Great read. All right, Jeannie. Your first sentence is a short read, and it runs up your alley.
It does. I like this poem. It was a wonderful brevity. I find that, you know, we all have situations that we would love to mend. all of us. I don't really care who we are. I always say I don't have any regrets, but, you know, we all have something that we would like to change up and make a little different and better. And I thought this was a sweet way of asking for it. You know, I like the beginning. Dear Santa, I stopped believing in you a long time ago, but you could change that by granting a wish for a magic wand to help me magic. Help me magic. All the times I failed to do things right. The older I get, the longer the list grows. I think I feel that way on occasion. You know, sometimes no matter how hard you try, you still mess something up. And yeah, I think it was really well done. So thank you, Maureen Higson, for entering our contest. And I'm sorry it took you 3 weeks to get it out here on the air, but it was well worth the wait. So thanks again.
Nice. Thank you, team. Pam, Dr. Rita, how about you?
Yeah, this was a wonderful brevity on regrets and wishing for the kind of magic that could give you the opportunity to change an outcome. So excellent write and very well done.
Nice.
Thank you. Yeah, it does hit on that note to regret, but there's also a hit on that idea of God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. But yet, still holding on to that little touch of childhood awe and inspiration, the magic that we hold before we actually end up with those stained eyes of growth and age. But you can't have both ends. So the idea is wishing for simpler times, better times by going back, but understanding, you know what? The Dear Santa letter is that note. We know it's that imbuement of thought given us to us by our parents. Is that, like Santa a note, maybe what you get when you we burn it in the fireplace to go to the North Pole, so to speak. That's what we used to do. And it comes true. There's still that note of wanting a little bit of magic in life so that some things walk a different tune. So I like it on that level. Nicely done, Maureen.
Nice comments, guys. Yeah, I think that this was a good one. Lots of chatter going on in the room. Thanks to a paid dispute, private contract carrier and postal service, Hermit Panther once received Christmas presents from a family member on Valentine's Day. It's not too bad. It's another treat. It's just another treat. And yeah, I think it was well done. So Rex, I have this next one for you. And please forgive my froggy voice. Pam, I hope to gosh you can hear me, because I don't have a whole lot of volume. I'm afraid to try for fear it'll just crack out. But Rex's next one I'm going to put up for you is called Dear Santa, I Wish by Ricky Glenn.
All right. Dear Santa, I Wish by Ricky Glenn. Dear Santa, I wish a wish that I wish every year, a wish that I will always and forever hold dear. I wish that each and every child of the earth should know love of family beginning at birth, should never know hunger, should never be harmed, always protected from evil, held in loving arms. I wish that God could be center of their lives, and each would know Jesus, his life that was given, so that they might live eternally with him. When at last they leave this earth to live in heaven, I cannot even fathom what parents are thinking, when they harm or mistreat a loving child. It breaks my heart when I watch the news and a child has been abducted or killed. But that's my wish that I will wish every single Christmas. End poem.
All right, Pam. Bring it on down.
All right. This was a wonderful, heartfelt write on wanting for every child love, protection, and faith. I thought it was very well done, beautifully written. And I did especially like those end lines. You know, they were extremely sad, but they were a sadness that spoke the truth of what's wrong with this world. So excellent write and very well done.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Pam.
And Jean, how about you?
You know, this is another wonderful write. You know, that's the most, it's very touching because there are so many things that go on in this world. And the children, the poor children that suffer at the hands of others, it's so painful, you know. Nobody wants to hear that. There's a lot of people out there that wish they could have kids, and they can't. And then there's people out there that have kids and just don't do right by them. And I think that is so sad, so very sad. You know, I've been down that road personally and had my feet in their shoes a little bit, you know, where, you know, all you want is, you want this child so much, and things turn around and here you are, you know, watching how people have just abused them, battered them, abducted them, assaulted them. And I think that this is a very wonderful wish that Ricky has for Santa. And I pray that it comes true someday, that somewhere people will learn and back up and take care of the children, you know, and not in a false way. Not with people just stepping in. I wish people would grow bigger hearts, kind of like the Grinch. Anyway, wonderful job, Ricky, and thanks for sharing with us.
Nice. You know what? This kind of has me thinking that maybe BTR was shut down for a reason the whole month of December because of what the release of the Epstein post has been going on the last few days. And this kind of walks along that note. You know what? More people need to be woken up to the trials, the travails, and the real evil that lurks out there. And it means that we need to, as Christ said, there was that note of, he was very deliberate about the children and what happens to people who do unkind things or otherwise to children, that they should not suffer the ills of this world because of the adult brethren. So I think, you know what, it's time for a lot more people to take a stand, open up their minds, open up their hearts, and demand more than those that we give the power to make things happen. And if they don't do it, get them the hell out of office so we can put people in there that actually take note and do the right thing and burn these little buggers off the face of the planet. Well, I remember what I told you a few days ago? I think the best thing we could do is open up Devil's Island once more and stick all the pedos on that island.
Yeah. I remember hearing that. I remember you saying that.
Nice to touch the pond, Ricky.
Excuse me. Good heavens. Okay, here we go. The next piece I'm going to put up is called I Heard About That Today. Oh, no. No, that's Robbie. Robbie, don't confuse me. I'd have enough trouble. Just kidding. It's called Dear Santa by Vicki Moore. Good Lord Almighty. I'm reading the room now instead of the poet links. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm going to give this one a read. Dear Santa, I could ask you for world peace, good health, material things, a new house, a better job, or gifts for my kids. I could ask you for diamonds and rubies, more books, craft supplies, good friends, or happiness for everyone. But the only thing I want, you can't give me. No one can. All I want is to have my sister back. Love, Vicky.
Great read, Gene. Thank you.
Thank
all right,
you.
Pam. Bring it on.
Well, first of all, I have to say that I'm really sorry for her loss. You know, just a wonderful, straightforward write that really just shows her heart to us and the loss that she feels. And I like how she opens it up with the idea of the things that she knows she could wish for, but that she would just push it all aside in order to have that extra time with her sister. So wonderful, right, and very well done.
Thank you, Jean. Pam. All right, Jean. Sorry.
She sounds a lot like that. He sounds a lot like
me.
I thought this was a painful and a heartfelt write. And I, yeah, as I'm with Pam, I'm so sorry for your loss. I thought it was well penned and well written. You know, it's so easy to ask for material things. You know, and world peace and good health are not material things, but the other things in life. But the thing is, we definitely need to. You know, we have to address what we feel the most. And losing a sibling or a parent or a child, that's a pretty hard reality to deal with. And I think that Vicki did a fine job expressing that in this piece. So thank you so much for sharing with us. Great job.
Nice. Thank you, Jean. Yes, she does hit on quite a bit with the materialistic angle here, which is a note to say, hey, I give all those things up, and that's great too. But I think as long as you have her in your mind, you actually have her in your heart, and so there, that Dear Santa letter has met its mark, because hey, she might not be there in reality, but she is there in spirit and will, because you've offered this up as a note to what she really wants. Even though you know it won't happen, it's still happening because you hold her in her heart. So,
absolutely.
Nice, Vicki.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, let me see now. Lorana, hello. Welcome to the show. It's good to have you here with
us. Thank you. Good evening. Wow, you don't sound too...
I'm not. I'm just not.
I hope you're feeling better.
I had 3 weeks off and I got a cold, so go figure. And I don't mind. That's what happens. So it's good to have you here. And I have the next piece I put up for you, which is called My Letter to Santa by T. Parry, 898.
All right. My letter to Santa. Dearest Santa, here's my letter. Grant me just one wish tonight. You fly me to the heavens where to find my angel. See my daughter in her 30s succumb and disappear, leaving me in broken pieces, weeping never-ending tears. Might I see her gentle features, hear a hug and reminisce? I could tell her that I miss her and give her a loving kiss. Just simply tell my Anna you're the nicest friend I had. She got to say her last goodbye to me, her loving dad.
Great read.
Great read, Laurent. Thank you very much. All right, Gene, let's kick it with you, boys.
Oh, God. Well, you know, T. Parry always gives me a tearjerker on when letters to Santa. And I think that this is really no different than the others. It brings tears to my eyes. And there's nothing that there's no such loss as the loss of a child. You know, it goes against nature. You know, we don't bury our children. Our children are supposed to bury us. And when this happens, it really takes the wind out of our sails. You know, we suffer through it, and we do our best, and we try what we can to be okay. You know, we can't fix it. It never goes away. There's always a memory in the back of our mind. And I think that this poem is just beautifully written. And what a wonderful sentiment. You know, dearest Santa, here's my letter. Grant me just one wish tonight. Could you fly to the heavens for to find my angel bright? She, my daughter in her 30s, would succumb and disappear, leaving me in broken pieces, weeping never-ending tears. Just beautiful, right, T. Perry, and thank you so much for writing for us. Very
nice.
Well done.
Thank you. Sam, how about you?
Yeah, this is definitely a tearjerker, a powerful and emotive write. Another one who deeply shares their hearts with us. You know, so beautifully written and expressed, and, you know, especially the idea of just wanting, not really even asking for much, not asking for them back, you know, but rather just that enough time to say that last goodbye, that final I love you. An amazing write all the way through and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Laurent, you got to read it. How about you?
Well, there's always something particularly poignant about a father and a daughter being separated permanently or semi-permanently. What do you say? Sometimes the child is false prey to disease. Other times they lose themselves in the woes of the world. Sometimes it's a falling out between the two. Either way, suppose the parents wish to see their child one more time, and T. Perry gives it to us in spades there. Beautifully done.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. I got to say, I roll the same sort as the last one with one extra caveat. I think Vicky and Steve, you ought to print this out and stick it somewhere in your house where you can actually see it every day. And I'd say the refrigerator is the best place for that because it's someplace you always go. And in that note, the wish actually comes through because it's always, always on your mind and in your heart. So bless you both, and thank you very much.
Into that. Absolutely. Great comments, everybody. Yeah. So, one that gets me every year. T. Perry does it to me every year. But I love it. I love that he can express himself. The next piece I'm going to put up, Rex, is for you. And let me, I don't know what the hell I did. Hang on. Here it is. Copy. I'm not quite sure how I did what I did. Okay. Okay, Rex, this is called This Year's Wish by S. Sharp. So whenever you're ready.
This Year's Wish by S. Sharp. Dearest Santa, put your bifocals on, powder your nose, or at least drink a little less you want to eat on it. Just know, Mom is still pissed about that time you knocked the tree over, caught our stockings on fire, and took all our presents. Remember, it's a time of giving, not grieving. Get the old gang together, saddle up Rudolph, buckle your chin strap, cinch into your athletic cup, adjust your athletic bra, or whatever else it is you do to prepare. Call on Uber, finish your DoorDash, string up some lights, play some Limbo, put it on YouTube, because I think late night poets could use a laugh. And I just wish, whatever you do, I don't find you under my tree, drunk again. End quote.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my, that was perfect. Laurent, why don't you kick us off, please?
This is the end for me a little bit by surprise. Santa, of course, is usually the father in the family. Sometimes fathers get a little too much libation. And in this piece, humor, as sharp. I really like that little stanza, the old gang together, saddle up Rudolph, buckle your chin strap, cinch your athletic cuff, adjust your athletic bra, or whatever else it is you need to prepare. Could be a guy, could be a gal, equal weight to both. Modernized it completely. Uber, DoorDash. I used to sing that in a Santa Claus poem. But I like the humor. I like the ending nicely done.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you for the poem. All right, Gene, how about you?
Well, I thought that this was funny. I thought it was well written, and I thanked him for the great smile, because you know it was funny, and it was something lighthearted. I have to say I picked up exactly where Laurent did. Get the old gang together, saddle up Rudolph, buckle your chin strapped cinch, your athletic cup, adjust your athletic bra, or whatever it else is you need to prepare. Call an Uber, finish your DoorDash, string up some lights, play some Limbo, put it on YouTube, because I think late night poets could use a laugh. And I just wish whatever you do, I don't find you under my tree, drunk again. I had a laugh. I haven't had a Santa turn up under my tree drunk. I have to say that, and thank God for that. But I do like the humor in this. So thank you very much, Scott. I appreciate it. Nice share.
Thank you, Gene. Cam, come on down.
Set shift, take a few minutes.
Yes,
oh,
I'm going to shift.
I got to go with that first stanza kind of hits on the idea of something that happened in you, especially with you knocked over the tree, lit it on fire, and caught up the stockings and all that stuff. So it does hint at, as you put it, Laurent, one dad who had a little bit too much on Christmas Eve. And then that note, get the old gang together, saddle up Rudolph, buckle your chin strap, pinch your head. From there on in, down, it goes into a little bit more today, especially with the Uber, the DoorDash, the YouTube, and then dropping in us that we could use a good laugh. A nice note to the fact that, hey, we spent most of the month off the air anyway. So, yes,
yeah.
This does add a nice touch of humor. So maybe it was purposeful on the back end that we should be enjoying these after Christmas, so to speak.
Absolutely.
And that note, referring right back to the opening line, my wish, whatever you do, I don't find you under the tree drunk again.
Yeah.
Nicely done, Scott. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Back to you, Gene. Wow.
No, I told you
about how to use that one.
Okay. I assume Pam is not back, so I'll go ahead and read the one I had for her. This is called Peal of the Bells by Laura Sanders. And let me see if I can pick it up. My old eyes can read it. Okay. Peal of the Bells by Laura Sanders. Hear the peal of bells on Christmas morn. Hear them ring so loud because Christ is born. Noel, Noel, and peace to all the earth, all on earth. We celebrate with joy our Savior's birth. Happy Christmas once more. Let us hear the bells ring out their score. For Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day to help redeem our lives along the way. Happy Christmas once more. Let us hear the bells ring out their score. Hear the silver chimes across the land. Join the choir and hear the angelic band. For Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day. He comes to show us how to live and pray. Happy Christmas once more. Let us hear the bells ring out their score. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Christ is born, for we cannot wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hear the peal of bells. End poem.
Great read, Gene. Thank you very much. All right, Laurent, what do you think?
One of my earliest memories of Christmas is hearing the peal of bells. I like the phrase, first line. That's the tone for me. The second line mentions Christ. Third line, Noel. So by the time you get done with the first stanza, you're ready for Christmas. And she gives it good. Happy Christmas once more. Let us hear the bells ring out their score. For Jesus Christ, born on Christmas Day, help redeem our lives along the way. Here we get into the very traditional aspect of Christmas, the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ, and not the dollar that's rung up with cash registers. This mentions the original reason, the true reason for Christmas. I think sometimes it's something we forget. Hear the peal of the bells, great ending as it was a great beginning.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Pam, I see you came back. What you think?
Yeah, this is beautiful. It's got a wonderful lyrical quality to it, and very festive. I like the way that she writes on celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ and the beauty of listening to the bells ring on Christmas Day. I really like the opening line, hear the peal of bells on Christmas morn, hear them ring so loud because Christ is born. Noel, Noel, and peace to all on earth, we celebrate with joy our Savior's birth. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Pam. And Jean, how about you?
I thought this was a wonderful piece, nicely penned. I thought it was a beautiful nod to our Savior. And a great take on the prompt, because it was just a set of bells. And I picked it up here. Hear the peal of bells on Christmas morn. Hear them ring so loud because Christ is born. Noel, Noel, and peace to all on earth. We celebrate with joy our Savior's birth. And then I picked up the next three couplets. I'm not going to read them all because I just save a little bit of my voice for later. But a wonderful write, and thank you so much, Lara, for sharing. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Gene. And Laurent, you're right. Back in the day, bells were the biggest thing we used to hear first thing. Now, over all these years, this walks as that reminder of all those things we've let slip away over the years because they're not done anymore. And that kind of gives us a reminder, as she puts it, that last line, hear the peal of bells. It's almost a call to remember, celebrate, and come back to the fold, so to speak, as to what the real meaning and the celebration is all about. So, nicely done, Laura. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, Pam, the next one I have is for you, and this is called Dear Santa by Betty Page. So whenever you're ready.
Dear Santa, oh, I implore you, will you let me be loved, Steve? Please, not abused, no more. I'm tired, I'm way too tired. There's no money to pay the bills. I've no car, no home. Constantly yelled at. Please let me know there's Christmas. I need to feel love. For there's too much hate, just belittling, nagging. Family won't help. I have no money, so much pain inside. I froze, sleep away my days. Hate being awake. I just write my poetry, stay on this planet. I don't know why, though. I'm beyond heartbroken, too, beaten black and blue. Left him now, I'm stalked. So many I've loved to hurt me, my friends, family. I trust no one now. Met the love of my life, too, but I looked too blue. Abuse a tattoo. Words spilled out of my mouth wrong. I regret daily. I put on my mask, pretend I'm happy daily, wishing love would come. Santa, please let love come home to me to say it's all I want for Christmas. Love, Chris K. And poem.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. All right, Jean, why don't we kick it with you, please?
It's such a sad piece because I can't say everyone. But there's many of us out there that don't feel love. It doesn't, it just doesn't linger with us. You know, it starts, it stops. You know, it begins, it ends. You know, and then it starts again. You know, sometimes with the same person, sometimes with someone else. And that sense of loss from that, it can be devastating. And I think that Betty has hit on many things on here. You know, I'm tired. I'm way too tired. There's no money, no pay bills, or to pay bills. I have no car, no home. Constantly yelled at. Please let me know there's Christmas. I need to feel love. for there's too much hate, just belittling, nagging. Family won't help. I have no money, so much pain inside, I froze, sleep away my days. I hate being awake. I just write my poetry and stay on this planet. You know, it's a sad piece. It really is. And hang in there, Betty. Good things come to those who wait. And hopefully you're like me. And when it gets there, you'll be floored. You'll just be floored. So I wish you the best. And I offer you much love. And you take care of yourself.
Nice. Thank you, Jean. Laurent, how about you?
Sadly, the poet makes this very personal. Every word is true. I just want to love and be loved and not be used anymore, anyone. And the style in which this is written kind of emphasizes the place where the poet is. Shorter lines, incomplete sentences, more or less. When she says, I trust no one now, not the love of my life too, but I wrote two blue, abuse a tattoo, words spilled out of my mouth wrong, I regret daily. I got to thinking, how do you abuse a tattoo? Maybe you abuse it with a needle, injecting into the skin where the tattoo is. So perhaps it's problems with drugs as well and everything else. Really, it's such an open poem in terms of sharing pain. Not everyone capable of sharing this kind of pain. So I vote to Betty for doing a fine job.
Nice. Thank you, Laurent. Pam, you got to read it. How about you?
Oh, my goodness. This is such a powerful and emotive write. Such raw, heartfelt honesty. I really send my love and, you know, out to Betty and wish her all the best and hope that she is able to find that love that she wants. Because, you know, I can get this. I can. You know, it's the holidays aren't always a happy time for everyone. And, you know, it always sucks to not have love in your life. But it especially sucks during the holidays.
Right.
And, you know, when you start to lose faith in humanity, that can be a difficult thing. And to just want that faith in humanity and that faith in love to be established, I think it's just absolutely just, like I said, it's raw. It's because it's from personal experience. And, you know, to want love... The unconditional love that comes without the harming of the body and mind. I truly hope that wish does come true for her. So beautiful, right, and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Oh, everybody knows Betty for the delightful reads that she gives us, and the voice she offers with her SoundClouds for the stuff she gives us all the time. But this walks a brutally honest note and gives one, the reader, a little bit more insight into what Betty writes and why she writes. So, cheers, Betty. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And as Jean said, good things come to those who wait. So, don't give up yet.
Amen.
And
come hang with us.
Have a happy New Year.
Always come hang with us. We might not have all the answers, but we sure as hell give you something to laugh about. Because we're crazy over here in LNP. That's the way I see it. Anyway, Laurent, I have this piece up for you. It's called Christmas Bells by Bookworm Dave.
All right. Christmas Bells. Snow is falling near a midnight mass. Sounds of carols, smells of incense, candlelit prayers. Bells from the belfry rang out. Each bell rang its song of praise. Organ and choirs joined the Christmas concerto. It reminded me of being a young 20-something, reaching for a hand to hold on to, just the comfort of being a family. Now I see it as a distant memory of a time and place so long ago. Now I just stare at the church of my youth, It's not home anymore. But my faith is still there. Just not at this place. And poem.
Nice read.
Great read. Thank you very much. Pam, you're up first.
Yeah, this is a beautiful and nostalgic rite on time spent with family and midnight mass. And I like how, you know, he says in lines, it's not home anymore, though my faith is still there, just not at this place. And you know, the sense of, you know, finding his own faith within himself and around himself rather than in a specific building. But I also like where he says, bells from the belfry rang out, each bell rang its song of praise, organ and choirs joined the Christmas concerto. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Jean, how about you?
Well, you know, I thought this was a well-penned piece. I kind of picked it up here. It reminded me of being a young 20-something, reaching for a hand to hold on to, just the comfort of being with family. Now I see it as a distant memory of a time and place so long ago. Now I just stare at the church of my youth. It's not home anymore, though my faith is still there, just not at this place. You know, sometimes we do let go of the building and the roof and the what's the word I want? That space. You know, we carry our faith in our hearts, and we come to a time in our lives where we move away from that church of our youth, and we find another, or we just enjoy what we feel in our hearts. And I think that I have to say, you know, it says here, reminded me of being a young 20-something, reaching for a hand to hold on to, just the comfort of being with family. You know, as years go by, family fades. We lose them. We lose one, we may lose two. Our mothers, our fathers, you know, as we get older, you know, things change. So, you know, it just doesn't hold that same sentiment or that same feeling that it did when we were young. So I think that this was nicely done. And Dave, I want to thank you for sharing with us. Definitely a nicely done piece. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gene. And Ron, you got to read it. How about you?
I like very much that phrase that Gene used, family fades. It's sad, but it's true. Somehow the times of our youth, when the family was in a certain balance, that members of the family were alive, perhaps an elder, kind of holding the family together, and then as people die off, the younger generation doesn't necessarily have the same glue that binds them. They're kind of cast adrift a little bit. No one is quite as close. And again, as Gene said, family fades, which is a sad thing, but that's what's implied by that line, now I see it as a distant memory, a time and place so long ago, almost as if it's foreign. Now I just stare at the church of my youth, not home anymore. I can see that very clearly, and it's especially poignant again for me because of the beginning of the poem, Snow is Falling. Midnight Mass. Well done, Bookworm Dave.
Nice. Thank you, Lauren. That was a perfect thought to this. And you're right. I walked the same line. Because you look at the those first 1, 4, 7 lines. They are very reverent in what was. And then you get down to the back end, the distant memory, place and time and place so long ago. Now I just stare at the church of my youth. It is foreign at that point, but like Gene says, faith doesn't stand with the building itself. It stands within, but it kind of paints that note, especially with the thought of just not of this place, that something, it's grown to the point where the same reverence to what once was is no longer held in the same esteem anymore, and it's gone in a very different direction, and there's a kind of a heartache in that note. So nicely done, Dave. Thank you very much.
Great conversation. Okay, Rex, I'm coming back to you. And this poem is called "We Need You, Santa," by Poetically Written. So whenever you're ready.
"We Need You, Santa" by Poetically Written. Hello, Santa. Me again. My only wish. Please read what pens. This wish of mine is not pretend. Look toward this face. You'll find no grin. Another year has come and gone. Another year will be alone. The wish I'd made and hoped to see is locked inside those doors, low key. Been seeing things around the globe, not friendly things, its things explode. My mind's been set to overload. That's giving sight to what we're told. I wish this year is all we need. My dream come true. You'll plant the seed. We need to grow our glowing hearts. It's hard to see when growing dark. This world's been dealt a tricky hand. United front, please take the stand. We need you, Santa. Our times are tough. We've lost our sights on God we trust. We lose those sights, we'll lose the war. A part of life we can't ignore. What is all this fighting for? When fires are set, we've raised the bar. This bar that blinded eyes can't see. That bar that binds and takes what's free. And poem. Jean, you want to kick us off, please?
Yes and no. Yes and no. I thought this was a wonderful piece, Pen. Really. Hello, Santa, me again. My only wish, please read what's penned. This wish of mine is not pretend. Look toward this face, you'll find no grin. Another year has come and gone. Another year will be alone. The wish I'd made and hoped to see is locked inside those doors, low key. You know, been seeing things around the globe, not friendly things, it's things explode. My mind's been set to overload. That's giving sight to what we're told. I think he hits on the reality of what's going on in the world. And I think he did it well. You know, he didn't get deep into it. He didn't, you know, make that like an in-your-face kind of statement. But I think everybody who reads this has an idea of what he's talking about, you know. And, I mean, I really could have just read off the last three stanzas and that last couplet and said, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. But, you know, and this year, Santa, our times are tough. We've lost our sights on God we trust. It's all about money. It's all about the material stuff is what I got from there. And I think that this was very well stated. And nice and nicely penned. So thank you so much, Poetically Written. Great job.
Nice. Thank you, Jean. Lauren, how about you? You what?
I said coughing is my thing. So get off my thing there. I got coughing.
All right.
You get to sneeze.
Lauren, how about you?
Been seeing things around the globe, not friendly things. Things explode. My mind's been set to overload. It's giving sight to what we're told. Sometimes the outside world intrudes, not just what's happening to you personally, but what's happening to other people. Indeed, it's happening all over the world. You begin at that point to wish for something different. The image of Santa at Christmas is, I mean, it implies everything that we need to be happy with as a people. Love, respect, kindness, giving, not receiving. You know, we lose those sights. We lose the war. A part of life we can't ignore. What is all this fighting for? Indeed, what is all the fighting for? It's a strange time we're living. And I think this poem observes that very well. Does a great job with it. Well done.
Excellent. Thank you, Ron. Pam, how about you?
Yeah, this has great rhyme and flow and is a wonderful, heartfelt write on finding the life and love that in hopes of dispelling the darkness in the world, a darkness that comes from greed and materialism and violence. And, and I really like this all the way through, but I especially like my wish this year is all we need. My dream come true, you'll plant the seed. We need to grow our glowing heart. It's hard to see when growing dark. Excellent write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Yeah, those are the two lines that kind of grabbed me. We need to grow our glowing heart. It's hard to see when growing dark. Offering up that note of, hey, dark times and the idea of what is happening across the world itself. And sometimes you can't get past the idea of that unless you actually look towards things that go to a prettier world, a better way of life and doing things. So I like that note in there. And blinded are we with those refuse to see the actuality of what really is happening across all manner of life on Earth. So nicely done. All right, Gene, we're back on you.
Okay. This next piece I'm going to put up is called Oh Dear Santa, and this is by Naomi Sarah. And Pam, I'm going to ask you to read this.
Oh Dear Santa, I want to apologize for my disbelief as I grow older. Through my granddaughter's eyes, I now clearly see how you spread the magic and spirit of Christmas with a message of loving, giving glee. Your jolly laughter and twinkling eyes bring joy to children far and near. Your generosity, kindness, and grace are qualities that we should all hold dear. I once thought you were just a myth, but now I see the truth in your gift. You are a symbol of hope, love, and light that shines bright all through December, and especially on Christmas night. So here is my apology, oh dear Santa, cause for ever doubting your existence, because thanks to you, happiness is brought, and it fills our heart with love and cheer. And that is what I want for each and every one this year. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. And the Rock, why don't you start us off, please?
Naomi speaks of symbols, a symbol of hope, love, and light that shines bright all through December, especially on Christmas night. Symbols are very important. You don't need a word to go with certain pictures. The picture of Santa at Christmas time, what it represents, I think is that symbol. And she apologizes for ever doubting Santa's existence. And, you know, it's true. Santa may be a myth, but what he stands for is certainly not a myth. And our belief in him makes him real. So when we doubt his existence, Santa disappears. Because it's only through our belief that he exists. And she brings him to life in this poem, asking for that. He represents to be true, alive, and part of everyone's Christmas. Lovely piece.
Excellent. Thank you, Rob. Gene, how about you?
Okay. Well, I think that Naomi really captured my intent here in some way. I'm looking for something touching. But I think she did this. I think she did it well in this piece. You know, I want to apologize for my disbelief as I grow older through my granddaughter's eyes. I now clearly see how you spread the magic and spirit of Christmas with the message of living, giving. Your jolly laughter and twinkling eyes bring joy to children far and near. Your generosity, kindness, and grace are qualities that we should all hold dear. I once thought you were just a myth, but now I see the truth in your gift. You are a symbol of hope, love, and light that shines bright all through December, and especially on Christmas night. So, you know, all those center lines where she made them all singles, I think that's where she captured the I don't want to say the beauty, but she captured the essence of Santa Claus. And I think it was wonderful. So, Naomi, there you go. I like it. I like it a lot. Very well done. And,
nice.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. I really was done. I was just going to do an off-the-cuff kind of something. It's not a big deal. But it's
awesome.
It's a great piece. Thanks.
And Pam, how about you?
Oh, this is absolutely lovely and captivating. I like how she starts it out with the apology and the thought on how she's learned to have faith in the Christmas spirit through her granddaughter. And, you know, and isn't that the way, like, children oftentimes show us this innocent faith that we can't necessarily grasp as adults? And I really thought this was beautiful all the way through, but I especially like, you are a symbol of hope, love, and light that shines bright all through December, and especially on Christmas night. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Let's hit on that idea of how adults look through jaded and aged eyes, but she does hit on the note of that renewal in seeing her granddaughter is you don't really see anything for most until you look into the eyes of children. They've got that magic. They still believe that there's a note to awe and wonder. And you see that all through the month of December. And it builds day by day by day until the excitement grows to the point. All of a sudden, you're reminded of how once you look the very same way, and you're given that note of wonder back again through the eyes of a child who looks on magic as something that is possible. And you can hear it in the glee-filled screams as Christmas Day births itself, and you get to see all the little ones enjoying in a way that you used to as well. And you're reminded of how things can come back around through the eyes of children once more. So, nicely done there, Naomi.
Absolutely. Okay. The next piece I'm going to put up, I'm going to read. I think Pam read that last one. My brain's a little foggy, but I think she did. And this is called Santa Bring Us Love by Pink Fairy 5. Dear Santa, take the tears from the grieving. Roll them up and make warm rugs for the homeless. Give everyone a mission, a purpose, a soul dream. Let us love ourselves so we can love another. Best of all, let us love ourselves so we can love all others. Bring us optimism, enthusiasm, joy, hope, and a puppy for every lonely heart. Give us your time. Pay attention to our words. Bring us love. Instill excitement in our quest for ourselves. Thank you. Love me. End poem.
Great read, Jean. Thank you very much. Pam, come on in.
Yeah, I really like this one. It's so beautiful and thoughtful. And I really like how she focuses on the idea that the most important thing that this world can have is love towards ourselves and towards each other. Best of all, let us love ourselves so we can love all others. Bring us optimism, enthusiasm, joy, hope, and a puppy for every lonely heart. Aw, I love that idea about the puppy for every lonely heart. That's wonderful. Excellent write and very well done.
Nice. Thank you, Pam. And Laurent, how about you?
I like it because, well, I don't know, it's impossible not to embrace a poem like this. It really hits on that important theme. Let us love ourselves so we can love another. Because if we don't love ourselves, it's very difficult to love others. And what Pam said about the puppy, exactly what I was thinking. Puppy is a gift of love. is a puppy or dog loves unequivocally, with all his heart, without any conditions. It's pure love. It's that kind of love that she wishes for everyone, which I think is great. Lovely piece.
Nice. Thank you. Jean, you got to read. What about you?
Now, to find myself first. I thought it was a great brevity and a beautiful sentiments throughout. You know, best of all, let us love ourselves so we can love all others. Bring us optimism, enthusiasm, joy, hope, and a puppy for every lonely heart. Give us your time. Pay attention to our words. Bring us love. Instill excitement in our quest for ourselves. You know, I thought it was just a lovely piece. And, you know, they're wonderful things to wish for people. You know, to just wish that everybody could just feel good about themselves and to just enjoy the things that life has to offer. You know, a puppy for some people just, it's a puppy. No. Dogs, even cats, even though they're a little more temperamental, will meet you at that door every day and always be happy to see you if you treat them right. And you can't get much better than that. You know, I think the world, there's not a whole lot of people that can say people would greet them the same way, you know, because there's always an off day with a person. But with a dog, they just love you for who you are. So anyway, great piece, and thank you so much for sharing Pink Fairy 5.
Nice. I was drawn to that line, too, the puppy. There's something special in that. Dogs are taken in the nursing homes as a note to healing moments and happiness, just to see the smiles on lonely faces. But the puppy adds a touch of that which kind of inspires, because the puppy will walk all over you, lick you to death, and you get to see the funny little antics in the moment. And you can't help but smile because of the purity in that moment. It brings joy, and it offers up something, even to a lonely heart or one that's hurting, something special in the moment. So that was a very important line there, Pink, and thank you very much. All right, Jean, we're back on you.
She said be right back, and she said she has Knowing Santa by Prasado Rao Prindipal up for Lauren to read.
Okie dokie.
All right, give me just a moment. All right, Knowing Santa. My dearest Santa Claus, wonder where you come from. You live in the heaven or the Arctic Ocean. You appear only in the winter to remind all about Christmas. Wish you would live among us through the year, blessing each and every one, so that we are happy forever. I've been seeing you the same since long. You never get older. It's the same. Do your children take over when they are old? Like the dynasty of Phantom, the ghost who walks. You always smile and laugh. Never seen you cry. Bringing up happiness amongst all by fulfilling all the wishes one desire to have.
Great read, Laurent. Thank you very much. And Pam, you can start playing.
Absolutely. Yeah, this has thoughtful, heartfelt lines. I really like how he asks questions and voices the thoughts on how Santa is a representation of love and joy, and the idea that those things and kindness and those things that Santa represents, wanting them to be something that we can experience all year round. And so, you know, I really like that part that says, you appear only in the winter to remind all about Christmas. Wish you would live among us through the year, blessing each and every one so that we are happy forever. You know, wonderful lines and very well done.
Nice. Thank you, Pam. And Laurent, how about you? You got to read it.
Well, once again, we're talking about Santa as a symbol. And I would have quoted what Pam just read. because I think those are the important lines. I like the reference to the phantom, the ghost who walks. That brings me back. You always smile and laugh. I've never seen you cry. And aren't we all attracted by people who are happy? We seem to have something that is so difficult to achieve, happiness. We're attracted to that. A popular person who's happy always has a nice word for everyone, right outlook, and one desire to have happiness. I enjoyed this a lot. It's not the poet's native tongue, but I thought he did a good job.
Excellent. Thank you, Laurent. Gene, you back?
Kinda am. I'm trying to put a thought together in my head, so if you would go first, Rex, and then come back to me. I appreciate
sure.
it.
Sure. Not a problem. There's a couple of lines in here that kind of stand out as they seemingly are odd, a little strange mixed within, but they fit well, especially right up top here. Do you live in the heaven or in the Arctic Ocean? Nice touch with that one. And I also got a kick out of the, like the Dynasty of Phantom, the ghost who walks. That kind of, that brings back memories. You take the Phantom, that's going back years and years. There was comic books out when we were young, so this hits
yeah.
on the idea of the enjoyment and pure pleasure in something a little bit fun, yet still walks the same line. The Phantom, Santa Claus, you never really see him, but they're always out there, and they're always something to enjoy in the moment. So I like that too. Nicely said, Dr. Prasad.
Yes.
And Gene.
It's all good stuff. Okay, let me put this down so I can see what the hell I was talking about. I hate when I do that. It was nicely penned. Wonderful thoughts on Santa. Love and happiness. I mean, that's really what it is. It's just a symbol. It's something that we can share with one another as good thoughts and happiness. You know, wish you would live a month through the year, blessing each and every one so that we are happy forever. You always smile and laugh, never seen you cry, bringing up happiness amongst all, but fulfilling all the wishes one desires to have. I think it was nicely penned. So thank you so much, Prasad and Rayo. Thank you very much. And yes, I think I mutilated the poor man's name, and I apologize. Okay, so I read that one, so that brings me back to Rex. Let's see what I got. Well, you know what? Everybody's going to get a break right now. I have one audio, and I'm going to play it right now. And this is called Dear Santa, 40 Years Later by Cedar Chapman. And I have an audio, and I like it. I've never had an audio from Cedar on any of my shows, so that just tickles me. So here goes, and let me hit the button.
Dear Santa, are you God disguised as a muse for children? Somewhere between now and 40 years ago, I stopped believing in both of you. The last time I wrote, I was 8 years old and I wanted a BB gun. Now I want you to burn every gun, every tank, every missile. Tell me kindness still matters, because I see kind people everywhere. They are invisible, but if you squint hard enough, you can spot them. They are the ones who tread the lines of poverty and still muster the strength in their calloused hands to help others, gathering canned goods and blankets for the homeless, and ensuring children less fortunate each get a Christmas gift so no child would need to be disappointed on Christ's birthday. Yet they often go home hungry and cold, and the bottom of their trees remain bare. Fight the good fight, so the cliche says. I wish you would give these people a moment, a single beautiful moment, to remind them of the essence of love, because they are the ones spreading it. Whether it be a husband unexpectedly kissing his wife for no other reason but to remind her she's still beautiful, or a teenage daughter writing a Christmas card to your parents, expressing how thankful she is to be guided by such wonderful human beings. Tell me, Senta, in a world marred by strife, that faith and forgiveness will endure. I saw on YouTube a father's home carpet balmed. One minute he's laughing at his favorite sitcom, and the next, his TV screen is covered with his daughter's brains and warm red blood. Yet despite this unspeakable tragedy, he speaks about peace, not war. Advocates living, not killing. Promotes understanding, not hatred. Give him and people like him the courage and strength to continue, because without them, the thread of humanity would break and the world would be very dark. Every day, I see people flaunt their success, but below the iceberg of each Instagram post, they hide their trail of distraction. And with their mirage, the world looks at them in admiration, like a naked emperor, while those who matter languish in the filth they leave behind, choke on their ash, and struggle each day to push a boulder up a mountain they created just because they could. Please silence these false idols. Cast some light on those who show kindness, character, and integrity. Finally, like my 8-year-old self, I selfishly ask for a wish. My voice paralyzes me, so I hide in the shadows. Empower my silence and my words with your Christmas spirit. I need to believe. We need to believe. Together we can forge the world we want, one pebble at a time. Bet on humanity, Santa. Bet on us. Sincerely, Cedar.
Great read, Cedar. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And Pam, you get to kick the queen.
Oh, my goodness. This was so beautiful and brilliant and powerful all the way through. You know, I like how the first stanza, he takes us back in time to when he was 8 years old and wanted a BB gun. It's like that that movie, A Christmas Story. And then into the bitterness of adulthood, because we've seen everything that has happened in this world, whether in real life or through television. We see the cruelty and the violence. That line, tell me kindness still matters, because I see kind people everywhere. They are invisible, but if you squint hard enough, you can spot them. So those are wonderful lines. And then, I mean, he just gets visceral and sad and emotive, showing us the people who witness acts of violence against those they love and yet continue to speak on faith and hope and love, and the idea of wanting to use your poetic voice to make a difference in the world and to bring around the Christmas spirit. So wonderful, right, and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Laurent, how about you?
Well, instead of writing a poem, is indeed written in form of a letter. But within that letter is contained the poetry. I like the way he writes. He's an awfully good writer. And I also like that line, tell me kindness still matters. Because I see kind people everywhere. They are invisible. But if you spin hard enough, you can spot them. And it's true. Kind people don't necessarily need to call attention to themselves. Many times they simply work in the background, uncomplainingly, doing good deeds, not flaunting themselves, as he says. And really, it's a manifesto almost against war, between the war in Ukraine and everywhere else, the threat of despots, their nuclear bombs, their missiles. It's a very strange world at this point. And here's a wish. Be almost calling on us to be like 8 years old again, asking for a wish. And my voice paralyzes me, so I hide in the shadow. I like that line a great deal. Something about a voice that paralyzes a person when they hear their own voice. It's an odd observation, but it reminds me of someone who has so much internal strife and struggle that you hear it in their voice. When you hear that kind of thing in your voice, it robs you of confidence, and it can paralyze you. He's asking for empowerment of the silence and my words with Christmas spirit. The need to believe, his need to believe, our need to believe. And ultimately, this is not a pessimistic poem, but an optimistic one. Bet on humanity, sadly. Bet on us. Absolutely. Bet on humanity. With my fingers crossed. I love the piece. It's really well written. I enjoy hearing his voice.
Nice. Thank you, Laurent. Jean, how about you?
Well, I'm not exactly sure where to begin inside of this write. But what I can say is that I thought it was an incredible piece, amazing work. And I think that he's captured love and emotions so very well. So many wonderful lines throughout, and it was just most excellent. What I have to say, there's a piece here that says, tell me, Santa, in a world marred by strife, that faith and forgiveness will endure. I saw on YouTube a father's home carpet bombed. The last thing I read of Cedars addressed this actual YouTube, and I believe, I'm not 100%, but I believe the man in the YouTube video had lost 16 family members in this war. And if I remember correctly, it was in the Israeli war, like in that section, not up in Ukraine. And I could be wrong. But it was... so hard-hitting, and the man was so gracious, and he sat there, and all he wanted to talk about was peace and how to generate peace in the world. There was no hatred in his voice. I don't know if I could do that, losing 16 family members, you know, children, wife. I just can't imagine, and I'm glad to see that he brought that again into this piece. I think it was just wonderfully done. So thank you so much, Cedar, for sharing with us. And I'm glad you found a way to get us a SoundCloud. Great job.
Excellent. Yes, this certainly was a fully packed piece of thought. I got to go to that second or last stanza. Every day I see people flaunt their success, but below the iceberg of each Instagram post, they hide their trail of destruction. And with their mirage, the world looks at them in admiration like a naked emperor, while those who meddle languish
in the filth they leave behind, choke on their ash, and struggle each day to push a boulder up a mountain they created just because they could. Please silence these folk idols. That's the most important line right there. And then that note, cast sunlight on those who show kindness, character, and integrity. Sita, have heart. I think you're going to get your wish because I see Hollywood coming a part of the scenes, and Shizney is flushing themselves down the toilet. So maybe the dam is starting to show its cracks, and the flood will come as you so admirably offer up that need. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so the next piece I'm going to put up, because I don't want to get in trouble, I'm going to put this piece up by Laurent, and it's called Beacon to Man. Whenever you're ready, Laurent.
Okay. Beacon to Man. Letter to Santa, written by a child, head swimming with lights and Christmas songs, wishing for toys, a new favorite game, T-shirt with his heroes fighting against Long. Older now, his family is all raised. Life is quieter, yet a worrisome place. Compact broken, trust is beleaguered, society fractured, the Mad Hatter's race. Writes a letter to Santa in a wandering hand, pen and ink on paper like when he was young. Dear Santa, began, you won't remember me. I was third from the night. I was third from the right the night we sung O Tannenbaum, at midnight mass. John Kennedy, just elected as our president, air filled with hope. We sung our hearts out, confident in our future, 100%. Been a while, it's true. I'm writing again, ask you a favor. It's in your power. Remind everyone the season is about love, not hatred or money, whose greed will devour. There are forces who feed on fear and lies. Anti-democracy, strange as that sounds. I fear for our country, an enemy within who knows no rules, who plays out of bounds. Dear Santa, one wish, only thing that I seek, one last gift before I depart into forever. Let love be the answer, the universal coin. Love under each tree, a bond no hand may sever. A simple thing, love, but so convoluted. We love the wrong things, priorities polluted. Bring back the open heart, the helping hand. May love shine brightly as a beacon to man. End quote.
Great read.
Great read, Leon. Thank you very much. All right, Gene, you get the opening salvo.
Wow. Let me try and digest. I think that this is a fabulous piece. I think there's a lot of wonderful thoughts. You know, letter to Santa written by a child, head swimming with lights and Christmas songs, wishing for toys, a new favorite game, T-shirt with his heroes fighting against wrong. Older now, his family is all raised. Life is quieter, yet a worrisome place. Compact broken, trust is beleaguered. Society fractured, it's a Mad Hatter's race. I guess I could just keep going, you know, I mean... you know, dear Santa, it began, you won't remember me. I was third from the right, on the right we sung, the night we sung, O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, at midnight mass. John Kennedy just elected as our president, air filled with hope. We sung our hearts out, confident in our future, 100%. There's just so much going on in this piece, and it's all valid, and it's all for real, and it's all, you know, well worthwhile. you know, a simple thing, love, but so convoluted. We love the wrong things, priorities polluted. Bring back the open heart, the helping hand, and may love shine brightly as a beacon to man. That basically is a perfect ending to this. But there is so much going on in the piece itself that I thought it was just exceptionally well done. So thank you, Laurent, for sharing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Pam, come on down.
Yeah, this is an absolutely amazing letter to Santa. I like how you take us back in time to that childhood innocence when there was such hope for the future, and then bring us forward, to where we're dealing with a world of greed and hatred, a world where peace and love is needed in order to heal humanity. I really thought this was quite an amazing ride all the way through. Those end last two stanzas are especially powerful. And when it says a simple thing, love, but so convoluted. We love the wrong things, priorities polluted. Bring back the open heart, the helping hand, and may love shine brightly as a beacon to man. You know, love really is an expression of our inner light. And I love that you say, you know, bring back the open heart and the helping hand. You know, we're almost afraid to reach out and truly, you know, help people anymore. We stand off by ourselves, with a fear of connecting, or maybe just a bitterness. So hopefully eventually that will all heal. And wonderful, right, and very well done.
Thank you, Pam.
Well said, Pam. Thank you. I got to go with this too. That note you hit on with Kennedy was perfect, because it wasn't just a note for this country. It was a note that the world embraced too, and that's hard for a singular person that offers hope across the board. And you don't come across it. I mean, Princess Di was the very same way. 30 to 20 odd years down the road, which showed the same promise, yet unfortunately, tragically, both get taken from it, and things go a little darker. But there's a couple lines that really hit on with this one. To remind everyone, the season is about love, not hatred or money, because greed will devour. And I did love that thought on the back end of it. We love the wrong things, priorities polluted. It does hit at that idea of how we look at things in a different light than we used to. The priorities change because we look at and praise that and holds things high above themselves and ourselves as the truth to what is, when in reality that's not the truth as it is. And you hit on that idea of the open heart that walks another note to how the world used to be closer community-wise, and how that community has been lost over the years and needs to come back again. Neighbor by neighbor, street by street, there used to be a lot of health, well-being, love, and trueness within those arenas, and that no longer stands, which is unfortunate. We've lost a lot since both Kennedy's assassination and Lady Di's death in Paris. So, nicely done, Laurent.
Thank you, Rex.
You're welcome. We're back on you.
Okay. Rex, I'm coming back to you. Stories Yet Untold by Dark Knight of the Soul. It's all good stuff.
Stories Yet Untold by Dark Knight of the Soul. He puts needle to the record, scratches from 1969, that sings of Christmas days of old, when Diane and he first dated, with all their stories yet untold. He liked blues, she, bossa nova, both bonded on Motown, sweet vibes, Phil Spector's Christmas record worn, and he and Diane Watusi in sweet moments where love was born. She gave him rock, he gave her folk, old songs, so precious memories. December weather got so cold, he and Diane and beginnings, with many stories yet untold. The record player played disco and the early 80s new wave. Somewhere mid-decade, it got hid, lost in dusty bunny days ahead, second to marriage and a kid. But now in the winter of life, he pulled out that old RCA, and through music that love unfolds, he remembers a wife now long gone, when their stories were yet untold. And poem. Laurent, you want to kick us off?
Yeah. Phil Spector's Christmas record, Warm. This has certain images and things from my past that I like a lot. Kudos to the image. I think it's quite remarkable. It speaks of the power of things that belong to certain eras that bring those days flooding back. The sharing of music, especially, like blues, she bossa nova, both bonded on Motown's sweet vibe. Phil Spector's Christmas record, Warm, and he and Diane Latuzzi, sweet moments where love was born. We all have our memories. They all come back to us in certain ways. And here the record player is the vehicle that brings the memories back from the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. And at some point, it did get lost. And bringing it out again gives substance to the past, I think. Allows him to remember a wife now long gone. And the stories were yet untold. Powerful piece. Really loved it.
All right. Thank you, Laurent. Gene, how about you?
You know, I thought this was a wonderful piece, wonderfully penned. I love that he took that record player and came up with something so great. There was excellent reminiscence, beautifully shared with all of us. And Mark Knight, I think you did a fabulous job with this. So thank you so much for sharing all this with us tonight. Good job.
Nice. Thank you, Gene. Pam, come on.
All right. Well, this was such an amazing write on the love and music and time spent together that sparks those beautiful holiday memories. I have to agree with Gene that the way he took that record player, because, you know, music is just such an important part of our life and our memories, and the exchange of ideas and you know, emotions. And I really like where, I like this all the way through, but especially she gave him rock, he gave her folk, old songs, so precious memories. December weather got so cold, he and Diane in beginnings with many stories yet untold. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Nice, thank you. I got one thought that came out of this sentence, but I don't know if he meant it to walk that way, John Cougar Mellencamp, little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. That's exactly what I got out of this. And it walks that tone, that flavor. Yet he goes back a few years earlier, around 1969. What, Laura?
That wasn't quite the happy ending, though.
No, but then again, he also hits on that idea in the back end here. He remembers a wife now long gone. So it kind of walks the same angle, going digging into the memory of their lives together. So
that's true.
I like that. So nicely done there, Dark Night of the Soul. Long live that memory.
Amen.
All right, amen. Back to you.
Okay, Eugene, you hear that? Pam, this next one's for you. It's called Dear Santa, Keep Us Both Near by Jacqueline H. Whenever you're ready.
Dear Santa, you've been that one figure for many a year that kept my heart beating, would wipe off my tear. I love that I age and I carry you with me. I smile as your spirit encircles my Yule tree. Not sure what I'd ask for, well, in truth, that's a lie. I'd ask if my heartstrings you might now untie. No longer give to the matriarch age. Time now to move on, turn a brand new page. But it's something my heart just won't comprehend. It's sad, but I now need this to end. Try to connect, understand, and comply. But I now set her free, and for me, this is why. Sadness, it smothers, I'm sure, for her too. So I'll set us both free, both lives will renew. So Santa, just watch as I undo my ties. Watch out for her as the sadness, it flies. I mean her for me, no harm as I leave. Just watch once for that peace, room now to breathe. So watch over our spirits with all of your kindness. As far forward we step with a little bold blindness. I'll celebrate her and you every year, knowing you'll watch and keep us both near. End poem.
Gregory Pam, thank you very much. Laurent, you want to kick us off?
Yeah. Dear Santa, you've been that one figure for many a year that kept my heart beating, would wipe off my tear. Love that I age, and I carry you with me. I smile as your spirit encircles my Yule tree. Not everyone keeps that kind of faith in Santa all their lives, but it seems as if Jacqueline has managed to keep that spirit close to her heart. I'd ask if my heartstrings you might now untie. Have they become so bound up by age, they're almost fossilized, perhaps? These heartstrings have to be now untied, because it is time to move on, turn a brand new page. It's sad, but I now need this to end. You're referring to life, to sadness, perhaps, because it smothers, as she said. Of course, it's written from a male point of view, so perhaps I'm not paying attention to that. But it allows him to celebrate her, as said, every year. So you'll watch and keep us both near. Well done. Nicely rhymed. Nice flow. Strong emotions. That did a great deal.
Excellent. Thank you, Laurent. Jean, how about you?
You know, I thought this was a wonderful piece. Very well done and expressed. I'm trying to gather up thoughts because I'm feeling a little warm. But it's something my heart just won't comprehend. It's sad, but I now need this to end. Tried to connect, understand, and comply. But I now set her free, and for me, this is why. Sadness is smothers, I'm sure for her too. So I'll set us both free, both lives will renew. So Santa, just watch as I undo my ties. Watch out for her as the sadness, it flies. I mean her or me, no harm as I leave. Just want for that peace, room now to breathe. So watch over our spirits with all your kindness. As forward we step with a little bold blindness. I celebrate her and you every year. And when you watch and keep us both near. I just think this was wonderful. I really do. So that's what I can say about it. Just a fabulous piece. Absolutely.
No. Thank you, Dean. Pam, how about you?
Well, this is a beautiful and emotional rite on knowing when it's time to let go and to take care of yourself. You know, I think it's always difficult to be a caretaker, but I can imagine that it's especially difficult to be a caretaker of a parent that perhaps for whatever reason your relationship hasn't ever really been a good one. And, you know, there's no hurt or, you know, there's no anger, but there is the realization of that you cannot make that connection, that is just, it's not going to comprehend, or I mean, it's not going to happen. And you need to move on, and you wish that sense of peace, you know, for both of you. It is an extremely sad rite, because it is a difficult thing to have to let go of somebody, and not only let go of somebody, but let go of that hope that the relationship would actually mend, you know. So wonderful rite and very well done.
No, thank you, Pam. I don't think it hits that note of death, so to speak, but it does hit on the rift that walks between mother and daughter, and how it seems the sadness they both share kind of beats them up and makes the situation even worse. So the idea of saying goodbye in this leaving is so that both can live and, as she does see, to breathe freely. And there is another note in this. What was it? I mean her. Watch out for her as a sadness that flies. I mean her or me no harm as I leave. Just want for that peace room now to breathe. That idea of being kind of trapped in a situation where you end up becoming at ease in the moment, and that's not a very pleasant thought walking down the line. So. And the idea, she said, and then finishing out, I'll celebrate her and you every year, knowing you'll watch and keep us both near. So it's a sad note to maybe a long-standing issue, but something that needs to be done before it drags them both further down that hole of misfortune. So nicely done, Jacqueline. All right, Jean. Back to you.
Pam is so funny. I think I have about 6 pieces left. I know we're not going to get through them all. But anything not read on tonight's show will be moved to Saturday. So I just want to let everybody know. The next piece I'm going to put up, and who read that one? Pam, did you read that one? Or did I read that one?
That's a good question. I read that one.
Very good, very good. Okay, I'm going to read this next one. This is called Basic Ingredients by My Angels 3. Okay. I'd be sorry, but I'm going to do it anyway. Dear Santa, as you know, Christmas is a special time of the year that is celebrated with joy and happiness all around the world. While the holiday season is often associated with gift-giving and toys, it's important to remember that the most meaningful gifts are not material possessions, but the warmth and tenderness infused in tangible gifts, like quality time and love, that we exchange with others during this festive season. The magic of Christmas lies in the glee and gratitude these gifts evoke in our hearts. Whether it's the time we spend with our loved ones, creating cherished memories that last a lifetime, or the thoughtful gestures that show our care and appreciation for one another, or even the simple acts of kindness that brighten someone's day, it is these priceless gifts that make the season truly captivating. It's these heartfelt gestures that bring people closer together and create lasting bonds that are treasured long after the holiday season has ended. Making memories and sharing experiences are all important ingredients that make Christmas truly merry. The essence of a truly joyous Christmas is found in exchanging these gifts, which embody the season's spirit and fill our hearts with boundless jubilation and gratefulness. So Santa, this Christmas season, can you please help people remember to give the gift of their time and love to those who matter most and make this holiday genuinely special, blessed, and magical? Love, me. End poem.
Great reading, Jean. Thank you very much. Pam, come on in.
Oh, this is just absolutely lovely. A wonderful letter to Santa on the hope that people will come to understand that making memories and sharing love is an important part of the spirit of Christmas. I love that title, Basic Ingredients. You know, it's like the most simple of ingredients makes oftentimes the best recipes. And so it is with the idea of the magic of Christmas. The magic of Christmas lies in the glee and gratitude these gifts evoke in our hearts, whether it's the time we spend with our loved ones creating cherished memories that last a lifetime, or the thoughtful gestures that show our care and appreciation for one another. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Laurent, how about you?
Let me reference the second stanza. While the holiday season is often associated with gift-giving and toys, it's important to remember that the most meaningful gifts are not material possessions, but the warmth and tenderness infused in tangible gifts, the quality time and love that we exchange with others during this festive season. yet, it's almost as if the author is telling us that it's not the gifts that are important, the material gifts, but the intangible gifts. And those intangible gifts should not be kept just at Christmas, but throughout one's life, making memories, sharing experiences. So the gift of time and love to those who matter most to make this holiday genuinely special, blessed, and magical. Yes, it is. It is for the time of year, but those things should also be expressed throughout the year, not just at Christmas. Really well done.
Absolutely. Excellent. Thank you, Laurent. Gene, you got to read it?
You know, I thought that it was a fabulous write, and I think it was well penned, well pulled together, with a lot of great thoughts involved. Just My Angels 3, I thought, did a fabulous job with this. And I think she really captured a lot of the true meaning for Christmas. Absolutely. And I thank her for definitely sharing with us and entering our contest and allowing us to read. It's just a beautiful piece.
Absolutely. And yes, it is. I'll agree that second stanza walks well. Gifts at this time, yes, but it's the sharing that's the most important. That note rolling up to Christmas and hot chocolate and Christmas movies, so to speak, sitting around a warm fire and enjoying the moments that lead into. But it also hits on the idea of not just that singular day, but sharing that moment, those moments throughout the year. So nicely done, my angels, and thank you very much. Gene, we're coming back to you.
Okay, the next piece I'm going to put up is for Pam, I think. Pam, I don't know if it's for you or not, but that's what I'm doing. Because that's just the way it goes.
Okay.
I'm feeling a little bit punchy right now. Okay, this is called A Warm and Cozy Night by New Beginnings 50. Whenever you're ready.
Sitting by the fire's light, watching the embers burning bright on this cold wintry night, feeling the warmth of the fire's glow, enjoying drinking the hot cocoa, the warmth of the mug radiates through my hands down to my feet while eating my tasty treats, enjoying the warm and cozy atmosphere that fills this beautiful room. The candles burn brightly, their flames are dancing with colors all aglow, lighting up the room and giving a sparkle to add into this room with joy of happy feelings and excitement for this special time of year. The stockings are hung and filled with gifts galore and sparkle with brightly colored ribbons that tie them to their holders upon the fireplace mantle's edge, while the hearth's floor below shines from the dancing fire's flame. The trees are decorated with brightly colored ornaments, tinsel, and little ribbons, too, and add to the sparkle of the beautiful Christmas tree little bubble lights also surrounding the glowing tree, lighting up the room to make it a festive and cheery time of this holiday year. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. And Gene, why don't we start with you?
Oh, because I can't focus.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Laurent, how about
you? New Beginnings paints a beautiful picture of Christmas. The fire's light, the embers, and the warmth of the fire's glow, enjoying the hot cocoa, the way the warmth of the mug radiates from my hands down to my feet, referencing the candles, again, their flames, the colors that give the room sparkle, and the joy of happy feelings and excitement for the special time of the year. He gives us the traditional stockings and the gifts galore that sparkle with brightly colored ribbons all the way through, down to the trees being decorated with their the ornaments and the overall appearance of the beautiful Christmas tree are the elements that visually make up Christmas, all the special little details that we decorate our homes with for a Christmas picture. That's really what this is, a picture of Christmas, well-drawn, well-written, nicely done.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Pam, come on in.
Okie dokie, Smokey. Yeah, I love how her repeated use of imagery that brings out the idea of the Christmas lights and the Christmas candles. You know, I love walking out during Christmas time into my living room in the middle of the night or the still dark hours of the morning and looking at the fairy lights and the colorful Christmas lights or just simply sitting in front of candlelight. I mean, it's so beautiful. It's so festive. And she really does bring that festive feeling into this rite. So wonderful imagery and very well done.
Yes. Thank you very much. I'll walk that very same note, the idea of how this sits as that magical moment. But what really strikes me is how she's writ this and shown her voice and her words in what is a very ornate candlestick representing that moment. So cheers, new beginnings, and thank you very much. All right, Jean, I think we might have time for one more.
Things that you are absolutely correct. So, Pam, Rex, can I get you to read the next one? This is called Decorating the Tree by Dindla. And Laurent has dropped, so good night, Laurent. Thank you for sharing your work with us.
Thank you, Dopey.
There we go.
Decorating the Tree by Dindla. Decorating the Tree. Our trees are fake, but never mind. We've had it now for 30 years. So saving nearly 30 trees from early death and leafy tears, it stands in its magnificence, takes up a quarter of the room. But once the lights have flickered on, it glows bright colors through the gloom. The baubles are a random bunch, but bring back lovely memories, all gathered through the many years, some passed down through the families. An old glass ball with faded beads, a ring made with card and glue, a knitted Santa full of holes, a scruffy fairy, wings askew, and in between, the modern ones, made by machine and factories, they're pretty, gaudy, bright with paint, but they can't tell us their stories. They don't recall past Christmases, excited children, cries of joy, hot chocolate round the Christmas tree, and stockings for each girl and boy. Our angel sitteth atop the tree, and watches as she does each year. Her hair is faded like her dress, but still her eyes are bright and clear. She's aged with us, even more frail, and wears her crown of silver curls. She never will be pensioned off. We wouldn't change her for the world. And poem. All right, Pam, come on in.
Well, that was a great read there, Rex, and I really enjoyed this one. I found it very relatable because this is pretty much exactly the kind of tree I have. With the different kinds of baubles, and oh my goodness, I got everything from, you know, Santa sitting in an outhouse to a sloth to cats and matchbox cars and you name it, it's hanging on my Christmas tree. And so I found this absolutely delightful, especially the Santa started. The baubles are a random bunch, but bring back lovely memories. All gathered through the many years, some passed down through the families. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Santa in an outhouse. Talk about cold baubles. Jean, how about you?
Oh, my God. Well, you know, I thought it was a great poem, and I will definitely leave a written comment because I'm like all commented out. My brain is not working. I apologize for that.
That's all right. I'll be doing the same. And since we're right now at the hour, we have to put off our nights and say goodnight. So you got closing.
Absolutely. So just so everybody knows, we had three carryovers tonight. One was Memories of My Past by Jared Blue. The other one is Christmas Star by Joe Braz. And then the last one is Letters to Santa by Little 20. And we're going to move those over to Rex's show after midnight. Rhythm and Rhyme for Sunday. So if anyone's looking for their pieces, that's probably where they are. And I hope everyone has a wonderful night and a great weekend. Y'all take care, and hopefully I'll have a better voice next time we talk. Anyway, be good. Thank you, Rex. Thank you, Pam. Thank you, Laurent.
Good
I appreciate you helping me out.
Very good.
Thank you. Good night. Merry Christmas.